Hot 105 with us this morning from the Collective Empowerment Group. We have the CEO, Chairman of the Board, the Reverend Dr. Joaquin Willis. Welcome back to Hot 105. Good to see you again. How are you today?
You too, Rodney. I'm doing great.
Tell us about your organization, the Collective Empowerment Group.
Rodney, you know, we're a consortium of churches, over 40 churches in the Dayton-Broward County area. Came together initially to pursue economic and financial empowerment for the black community, but we are now under a big tent and we're pursuing economic justice for all.
Your organization has been around for a while, and how did you get all these churches to come together under this umbrella for economic empowerment?
In the early days, we helped churches secure loans, and we helped nonprofits and for-profit businesses to get loans through the banks, holding the banks accountable. Today, in addition to continuing to do that, we are helping to buy and rehab homes, try to help them prepare affordable rates and prices. The mission itself is drawing the churches together.
The Collective Empowerment Group, you've been around for about 10 years, and you have a celebration happening this Friday.
We're excited. It's our 10th anniversary. We're celebrating on November the 20th at the Miami Shores Country Club. We're excited because this is a celebration with a cause. In addition to celebrating our 10 years, we're trying to inaugurate the creation of a community transformation fund. We're hoping to really build capacity within our own community to make change development-wise in the African-American community.
And Reverend Dr. Joaquin Willis, what are some of the highlights for the Collective Empowerment Group during these past 10 years?
Over the past 10 years, we've actually helped churches and organizations get financing to the tune of about $75
million. $75 million, that's a lot.
Gone on to have empowerment conferences. We've established strategic partnerships with accounting firms, financial planning organizations, law firms, the SBA, community banks. We help prevent foreclosure in many ways. We work with NACA over the years, home buyer workshops, and real estate development. But we're excited now. We are actually engaged in true community development and capacity building through some other products and services we're bringing to the market right now.
Oftentimes, the criticism of the church is that the church is always collecting money every Friday or Saturday or Sunday. And what's being done with this money? And you've, of course, the last 10 years have given over $75 million in economic development. What's the vision for the next 10 years with the Collective Empowerment Group?
Great question. We are working now, Rodney, over the next 10 years to watch our community build capacity to create jobs. We want to see transformative urban, economic, and human development. And even now, as plans go forward in the inner city to build houses, the Collective Empowerment Group is positioning itself to help build people. And that's why this Community Transformation Fund is so critical. We want to see these type of support services that we offer in health, in education, homeless assistance, transportation, the actual reentry of prisoners into society.
And you have been a very effective organization. It's just amazing that you've gotten a number of churches and pastors and church boards to agree for a collective economic organization. This Friday, you have your 10th anniversary celebration with a purpose, and you have some wonderful entertainment. It's going to take place at the Miami Shores Country Club. What time do you kick off, and what's going to happen?
We will be starting at 6:30 to 9:00. We have the old school gang who will be bringing the music, and we're going to spend very little time on the recognition of the groups and the churches and the business, and more time actually having fun to just celebrate that. And we're asking people to come have a great time and make a contribution to the cause of creating change in our community.
And what's the cost for tickets for the affair?
For church members, it's $50 a person or $500 a table. For corporate organizations, it's $75 a ticket or $750 a table. Call our church office, 305-759-0373, 305-759-0373, and speak to our secretary, Dolores Carey.
And what's your website?
www.cegsoflo.org. www.cegsoflo.org.
Your organization has been very effective. You don't look for a lot of publicity, but you are doers. From the Collective Empowerment Group, consisting of over 40 churches using their economic strength together, it's their 10th anniversary celebration. Reverend Dr. Joaquin Willis, much success this Friday night. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rodney, and thanks for all you do for this community.